You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, here to tell you about cultural and artistic things that are happening in the Central Illinois region. From the Central Illinois region, we'll be joined here in a bit by writer Emma Wilson, who's been working previously on the studio show, on a new short film. She has a blog about mental illness, mental thrillness, as she calls it. Lots of other stuff going on, so we're going to catch up with her. But first, Scott Fingold of the Illinois Times and I are here to tell you about events you can go to very soon, including one that's happening Friday.
Right, Friday, a demo project here in Springfield, where we're originating. They're going to be like a double art opening. They do once a month. They have a large gallery in the front of the demo project and a small one in the back. And this Friday, if you check it out, there will be a group show called Weight of Light. It's an exhibition bringing together four different artists. According to their press materials, their work suggests that light be viewed as inextricable from the material. So the light that allows you to see the thing is part of the thing. The artists are Paola Cable, Gina Hunt, and Vincent Como, and Angelina Gualdoni. And so work by them will be in the main gallery. And then around the back, a show called Succulent Succulent by a video artist named Melissa Oreski, which, according to this, consists of video and corresponding collage. It has to be experienced to be appreciated. But Demo Project, always pushing the boundaries, as we said. Always a fun time. Go check out Demo Project Friday over on the Springfield Art Association campus.
And then Thursday night, March 9th, if you're hearing us live on the radio, then you'll have enough time to consider this. An Evening with Sean King, which is happening in Urbana at the Illini Union Board from 7 to 8 p.m. Sean King is known probably mostly right now for his coverage of the Black Lives Matter movement. He is a journalist who has worked with Daily Cause and New York Daily News, as well as a bunch of other places. He's covered police brutality, the prison industrial complex, and social justice. He's a big presence on social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook. If you want to hear more from him about the state of current events and the types of things he covers, that's a nationally known writer. So your chance is Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. in Urbana. We will link you at IllinoisEdition.org to the event page. And then back to the Springfield Art Association campus. Scott just told you about a show at the Demo Project Gallery. On Saturday, there's a show called Play. It's a juried exhibition. They also invited other artists who might not be part of the Springfield Art Association to show works, which includes 11 local and national artists. Artists submitted work that plays with the idea of play in a traditional sense, ideas of movement or inspiring wonder, but some of them are a little less traditional, even interactive. So the idea is to come and express your playful side. You can do that on Saturday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Springfield Art Association, 420 South 6th Street. That exhibition will be opening with a reception that is free and open to the public.
And over in Champaign, the Always Reliable Art Theater has the Academy Award-winning foreign film, The Salesman, movie from Iran, that is by the same director who made A Separation. If anybody saw A Separation, that was a devastatingly powerful film. I really am interested in seeing The Salesman. It's a story about a young couple living in Tehran who are forced to move into a new apartment after their old flat becomes damaged. Eventually, an incident linked to the previous tenant of their new home dramatically changes the couple's lives. So that's vague, but A Separation was really great. I bet The Salesman is also really great, especially because it won the Academy Award. I mean, come on.
Come on. All right. Saturday, kind of a brand new sort of thing that they're experimenting with. This whole concept of pop-up art shows was taking off in Springfield, especially over the holiday season. We saw Downtown Springfield Incorporated was getting local businesses involved. And hey, there's going to be one at the Inn at 8:35, which is 835 South 2nd Street in Springfield. A pop-up art show that includes artists like Felicia Olin and Kristen Deal, who I really like her blind contour portraits, which she will do of people, kind of like you would get a drawing of yourself, but this is something totally different. Go find out for yourself. But she's also been working on wall weavings, which are pretty cool. But there's lots of artists who will be there. So many that I can't even get to them all. Jeff Curtis Williams, friend of the show, for instance, though. Christy Freeman and some people who are not necessarily local. So if you're into that sort of thing, Saturday is your chance to check it out. You got all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event's called Art at 835. So if you want to check out the deets for yourself, just look up Art at 835 on Facebook. Scott, what else?
Well, over in Bloomington Normal, or actually just Bloomington, Castle Theater has a unique show happening on Sunday. The Mockstrosity Tour will be stopping by that music venue, featuring some novelty metal bands, if that's what you're into. Mac Sabbath, which is basically a McDonald's character's doing Black Sabbath covers with rewritten lyrics. So instead of Paranoid, they have Para Buns. Instead of Iron Man, they have Frying Pan, et cetera, et cetera. So if that sounds hilarious, go check that out. Also, another band on the bill is the notorious Oakley Dokley, a Ned Flanders-themed metal band with all the members of the band coiffed and dressed as the Simpsons character, born-again Christian Ned Flanders. So that's happening over in Bloomington, if that floats your boat.
Now we're joined by local writer Emma Wilson. She is going to tell us about what she's working on.
Right. Well, we're here with Emma Wilson, who is the co-director and co-writer of the film Sarah, which debuted last week at the studio, but is actually re-debuting or re-premiering this week because so many people wanted to see it. Tell us a little bit about the movie called Sarah, Emma.
Sarah is a short film about a girl dealing with depression in her small Midwestern town. Yeah.
All right. And I'm assuming this was not autobiographical in any way.
Well, I know for me at least, I mean, Dave and I co-wrote it, but I know for me, I had my second major depression when I was like 19, and I was like starting community college. And so a lot of things kind of parallel, but I guess I wouldn't say like strictly autobiographical.
but we all write what we know to
right.
some extent.
Right.
So there's a very impressive performance at the center of this film. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, totally. Okay. So that is Stella Cole. Stella Cole is a senior in high school, and Dave Heinzel knows her family, so he is the one that kind of cast her and put her in the project. I mean, I don't expect a lot from 18-year-olds because I remember being 18 and being thoroughly, like, underwhelming. But she is just, like, such a force. She's got such a poise that's really, really uncommon for an 18-year-old. She really carries herself with a lot of dignity and awareness. She did such an amazing job. I'm such a super fan of Stella Cole.
Looking forward with the movie. There's one more screening. It's sold out, though. But festivals. The aim is to have it play at festivals. Is that right?
Yeah. After the second premiere party this Saturday, we're going to, like, basically next week, start sending it out to festivals. Yeah.
Great. And just while we're kind of on the topic of the film, we're going to talk about the fact you're a poet, and Scott has covered you for the Illinois Times about some of the events that you've been helping put on. But I just wanted to ask about your blog, the Mental Thrillness blog. Obviously, that's kind of a different side of your creative expression.
Well, I'm a millennial, so we have to have a blog. It's like a rule for millennials. I had this story about my mental health history, and I had it kind of drafted in a really rough form for several years, and it was something I wanted to share, but it's obviously super intimate and personal, and I was really nervous to put it out there. And then, I don't know, I guess about a year and a half ago, I just decided, like, no, I want people to be able to see this side of me, because it's my truth. It's like it's part of my experience. So I just wrote it out, and it got a surprisingly pretty good response. I mean, among my Facebook friends, you know. And so I thought maybe that I could write more about this topic, because obviously it's really expansive for me and for my personal experience with it. So that's kind of how mental thrillness started.
And then, so what kind of things have you been mulling over lately? I know with the election, that's one thing, maybe kind of balancing mental health and taking in current events.
Yeah. I mean, a big importance for me with mental thrillness is I don't want to sound like I'm posturing as an expert, because I'm not. I just want to represent like my experience and keep it really close to home. And part of the writing process with the topics I cover on mental thrillness, I pick them because I need to work through them, and writing posts on them helps me kind of work through it in my own head. And that's why I've been writing about the election a lot, because it's hard. It's like I feel really compelled to participate in activism and be a part of conversations. But I also think that it can be really depleting to do that, especially when there are such extreme viewpoints very prevalent right now in the national conversation. So it's like I think a lot of people are dealing with that, just that like dichotomy between like I have to. You know, I feel compelled to be a part of this and to make a difference, but I also feel compelled to, like, not lose my mind. That's been kind of driving my current posts on mental thrillness.
I talked to you and Ian and Johari about poetry and in the Illinois Times recently, and just wanted to check in and see what kind of stuff has been going on even since that time that we last talked about your poetic antics.
Yeah, our poetic antics. That makes it sound so much more punk than it is. It's like we're going around like spray painting poems on buildings. Well, Ian's book came out, mm-hmm. Scream As You Leave, and we're planning a release party for him, which I'm super excited about.
Ian Winterbauer, just to drop a last name.
Yeah.
Right. Ian Winterbauer, and he will actually be here on the scene next week.
Oh, great. Yeah. He's great. Yeah. He's one of my favorite humans. But yeah, so his book came out, and that's obviously a really big deal. Johari has been having her storyteller nights and her poetry nights at William Vann's, also a big deal. And Johari and I just started a new thing called Poetry Fight Club. We sat down with Shatria Smith, and she kind of gave us her insight and experience on hosting poetry events like in our houses and stuff. And so we kind of planned several events focused on questions, and we're gathering small groups, trying to keep it kind of small, but gathering small groups to kind of write on these specific themes and share poems on this specific theme. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it was. So you had one. How did it go?
It went really well. So Johari and I make a good team, because she's really free-spirited, and she just kind of like flies by the seat of her pants in the best way. And I'm really like, if I could like plan how every hair on my head fell, I would do it. Like, I'm super neurotic. So she kind of reins me in, and I'm like put actual times on the calendar. So we work really well together. I think it went wonderfully. I was really nervous. I'm super cynical. So I'm like, you know, I forgot something integral in the event invite, and like, we'll mess it up. But it actually went like really well. I made a cake. We had some chips and salsa, and we had a pretty good turnout. We had like 10 to 12 people come.
So more like a writer focused kind of workshoppy kind of thing.
Yeah. And we had, but you don't have to be like capital W writer to participate. We had a couple people come who had never read work out loud before. So, I mean, that was obviously like a really big honor for those people to come and feel like they could share. Yeah.
Great. We've been speaking with Emma Wilson, local writer, screenwriter, blog writer, poet. We talked a little bit about her mental thrillness blog, which we will link you to at illinoisedition.org. But Emma, before you go, you had a poem that actually happened election night-ish, is about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you share that one with us?
I will. This is called Litany for Election Night. I tucked into the butternut hut, knocked back a bunch of shots called Bazooka Joes that tasted like Pepto-Bismol, ate a jar of maraschino cherries with a toothpick, put the Pixies on the jukebox, bit my cheeks until I had a blood goatee, ripped a neon sign off the wall and strapped it to my motorcycle, sped the wrong way down the streets, screaming and laughing in the neon glow, applied lipstick with my eyes closed, wove my bike in the drive-thru, got a cheeseburger and cried into it, folded the greasy wax wrapping into a cross and gave it to a cat, howled at the damp low blackness where a moon should be, puked Bazooka Joes in a gutter, ran the perimeter of my house until my legs fell off, marked every corner of my room, didn't answer my phone, laughed and laughed until the blood, half-dried and nickel-flavored, started to peel, swallowed the periodic table, swallowed a sword, swallowed a mountain, swallowed my daughters, tried breathing underwater, got out my toolkit and worked on my car, spilled a box of Cheerios on my floor and recited the Lord's Prayer, started calling hotlines, suicide ones, sex ones, anonymous ones, imaginary ones, punched the numbers like secret codes over and over until my nails fell off. And somewhere, over thousands of black, wet parking lots, in a place where maybe it was daytime, maybe it was big cotton candy clouds, another person was on the line breathing and waiting, with me, hallelujah.
Right. Awesome. Emma Wilson, everyone, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are so cool.
This has brought us to time for Song of the Week. We neglected to tell you about a show that happened this week on Wednesday. Looming darlings of the Central Illinois punk indie music scene / representing Southtown and Black Sheep are on tour, looping back through Springfield because their members are in Pittsburgh.
Two in Pittsburgh, two in Springfield, and one in Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. So they already played. So sorry. So sorry for you. Their original album came out in 2015 called Nailbiter. They have a song called Tried and True that will be on their new album, which is coming out in fall. And so this is Tried and True by Looming.